everyone, welcome to another episode of Hashtag New Teacher Journey. I had an amazing time chatting with Mr. Alea. He is a health teacher at the school that I currently work at, and he is amazing. He told me about student teaching experience, his experiences this year being remote, and his inspiration behind why he is a health teacher today. We really had a great time recording, and we had a lot of fun talking about the rewards, the challenges, and advice for new teachers. I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and again, thank you so much for the support. So to start off with, please tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I was raised in Joliet my whole life. I'm a huge soccer guy. I've been playing for over 10 years. I have also coached for 5 years as well. The reason I really went into physical education and health education is because back when I was around 10, 11 years old, fourth grade, I was a really overweight child. I was really overweight, and when I went to my pediatrician, he told me I was diabetic and obese at that time. And as a small child, I heard the word diabetes, and I connected that with cancer. So I got so scared. I went to my PE teacher at that time, Mr. Reed. Shout out Mr. Reed if you're still there. And I told him, like, this and this was going on in my life. And thankfully, he was able to guide me into a better lifestyle, meaning, like, he wasn't going to tell me, all right, just do 10 push-ups every night. He knew I could barely do three. He's like, start off with 3 push-ups, work your way to 4, then work your way to 5. And same thing with, like, running laps around the gymnasium at the time. He's like, if you can't run, start off walking, then speed walk, then maybe a jog, and then soon you can start running just to get your body getting used to just actively moving. If you ever feel like you're hungry for a snack, instead of going for like something sugary with like candy or chocolate or something salty like chips, go for some fruit, like an apple, an orange, strawberries, stuff like that to also put better things into my body. And thankfully today I'm no longer diabetic or obese. So I kind of want to do that for a lot of people, athletes, students who think that it's impossible to get into a better lifestyle, because I was once in that shoe of fearing for my life, thinking I had no control of what was going to happen. And thankfully, I'm in a better situation now with my life than I was when I was 10 years old. So
that's awesome.
That's a huge passion of mine, just to help others know that there is a way with the right proper guidance and care from the person that's helping them.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I loved hearing like the inspiration behind, you know, that lifestyle change and how that translates to what you do now.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was amazing. And just soccer has been something I've been really passionate about since middle school. So that's something I really want to help out as well, like in the future, just working with like professional athletes as a nutritionist or even as a assistant coach somewhere.
Yeah, that's awesome. So in education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you have had in education.
Some good days that I've had in education. Oh, that's a great question. I would say most recently, this past trimester that just finished here at our school, the seventh grade class that I had at the time were the best seventh grade class that I've personally experienced in my recent years of like being in a classroom, whether it was student teaching, or just observing. These students made every day a good day for me in terms of like just actively being engaged in discussion, doing all their work, doing their bell works on time, just showing me that the passion that I was showing in my subject was deeply reflected in them, because they would often say comments like, Mr. Olea, I really wasn't a big fan of health class last year because it wasn't the most fun class, but you made it fun to the point where I'm excited to do the assignments you give us. And honestly, that's a feeling I never knew could exist in me, knowing that I was able to share my passion with not only a particular student, but a whole group of students. So I would say that would be a wonderful, wonderful, it was like just 6 weeks of just pure joy, just sharing my passion with that class.
Yeah, a great class definitely makes a difference. And, you know, when you're a newer teacher, you don't always know if you're making a difference or if you're, you know, even impacting the students you teach. So that's so amazing that you heard that from those kids.
Yes, yes, exactly. And that's the problem that we face with remote learning, right? Like sometimes students, mm-hmm. they're in the comfort of their own homes. And sometimes they get distracted easily, like with maybe pets around them, gaming systems, their phones, something that's around them that could easily just be more exciting than what's being taught in front of them on the screen. So if you're able to just take away that focus from their surrounding and just keep it on the subject, I think that's awesome.
And likewise, what are some things you've experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
Definitely. As a first-year teacher, there's a lot of things that I'm trying out just to kind of like feel the waters of what teaching is really like. Unfortunately, my remotely. But there's like some assignments that I wanted to always try out as I was studying to be a teacher. That I tried out, they didn't really come out as well as I hoped them to, but it didn't really necessarily mean I give up on the assignment as a whole. Like, I remember there was this one assignment I gave literally the first trimester, and it was a flop, I would say. The students really weren't into it. I grading it as well, I didn't see what I was hoping to see from the students. It didn't mean like I discarded the whole project as a whole. Instead, I just edited it. I asked the students for feedback on it for future classes. I always focus that when students do an assignment or have gone through my class, I always ask them for some sort of reflection on how it could be better for future students. So I know like that particular assignment, I was excited. It was like a web quest for nutrition that it could have gone better for that particular group of students, but they helped me improve it for the future classes.
Yeah, and that's really important. I remember my first year, I did those surveys a lot on a Google form, just asking for feedback. And it's always sometimes hard to read because you're in a vulnerable position when you're asking your students, you know, what you could get better at. But I really thought that any of those feedback, you know, I use it, I read everything, and some of it I took to heart. And, you know, when there's parts that I definitely had to make tweaks or modify, but it's always important to, you know, ask your students what they like and what they don't, because that really does help you get better as you go forward.
Oh, yes. Yes, I agree. Even my students halfway through our 6 week class, 3 weeks in, I'm like, all right, we've had each other for 3 weeks. What are some things that you have seen that worked in this class for you in terms of engagement and helping you learn? And what are things that have not worked out? What would you like to see me do differently? What are some resources that you see in other classes that you would like to be seen here, used here in this class for health to make you more engaged, to make you more excited? And yeah, they'll tell me some in more detail. Some are saying this class is great how it is. And they'll give me their feedback, like you need to slow down a little bit sometimes or use Pear Deck. More quizzes instead of Kahoots, you know, the standard kind of
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, my kids love quizzes this year.
Oh yeah, quizzes. I like personally, I'm more of a fan of Kahoots, but online learning, I would say quizzes is definitely the better option.
So what is one piece of advice you would like to give any new teachers?
One piece of advice I would give a new teacher is show your passion. I hope that every teacher, every person that wants to become a teacher is only becoming a teacher because they're passionate about something that they want to share to others. So like people who are passionate about math, obviously want to share that passion to others because sometimes math has a bad rep, or people who have health, who are health teachers, right? That they're passionate about what they teach. Because if the students see passion, they also want to see, why is this person so passionate? And if you're able to like give them a glimpse of why you're passionate, that in a way gives them passion too. And it really helps. Having passion for something really sparks the interest of the students and in a way gives them more of an effort. I remember your passion with your students because that will definitely spark their interest. And I think I personally believe would help them give more effort into seeking where the passion comes from. And hopefully they'll get passionate about it as well.
Yeah, and especially when, you know, kids see our passion, they can sense that. I know it's hard being remote for sure right now because you never know if you're making a difference or you never know if kids are even grasping, you know, a lot out of your lesson. But it's really exciting for me when my kids that I teach want to stay after class or they want to come for after school help or just things like that that show me that they do value the time they spend and they want to keep going with whatever it is we're teaching. So that's been really cool to see some kids like ask if they can skip gym. And I'm always like, no, like you have to go to gym. Like you can't, you know, stay in our class. But it's just funny to me how some kids that you wouldn't think would even like your subject want to continue because of the relationship you have in the classroom.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And definitely like the rapport, the relationship, as you're mentioning, if you're able to create a healthy, positive learning experience, environment for your students, I think that's another key thing for students. Because once they enter your classroom or your Zoom, for this instance, I want them to smile. I always tell them, I want you guys, every time you come to my classroom, that these you are guaranteed 50 solid positive minutes in your life by coming into my class. That when you come in here, you feel cared for, respected, loved, worried for. So I think building that sort of rapport, relationship with your students is key. And it's part of the things that I do, right? Every time my students come in, yeah, I play a little song while I'm taking attendance. And after I finish attendance, I always say like my famous saying, like, good morning, my amazing students. How are you today on this lovely, whatever day of the week it is? Let me know how you guys are feeling down below in the chat and what I could do to make you feel better. And yeah, and you'll have students tell me I'm feeling good. I'm feeling kind of sad. They'll just tell me how they're feeling that moment. And, sometimes they'll tell me it'll feel better if you say a joke, if, whatever, right? Whatever they want me to do to make them feel a little bit better for that moment. Just so that they know that I truly care about their mental health, their person, as soon as they come into my class. And I hope to, again, carry that over to in-person instruction whenever that happens.
Yeah, I think it's so important to be someone that they look up to, you know, that they feel for sure connected and, you know, that you have a positive environment in your classroom. Because right now with remote in our school district, you know, a lot of our students do feel disconnected and they feel maybe just isolated because they can't talk to their friends. And so I try to, you know, build time either at the end for them to just chat or, you know, after school, they sometimes want to stay on Zoom and just have a discussion or talk about something. And it's important to give the students that outlet and give them that space to, you know, talk about what interests them and what's going on in their lives as well.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
So how can people get in contact with you? You can share any social media handles.
Oh man, that would be good to know them by heart. Some ways to contact me. My Instagram is Olea Samuel. So it's my name backwards. I just recently made an educational TikTok that I shared on my Twitter. It's just Mr. Olea Health, MROLEA Health. That's one way to contact with me. I'm trying to like make educational skits right there sometimes, oftentimes other informational health TikToks. So for the kids to, you know, since they're always on that app or use that app a lot, like, okay, let's see what Mr. Olea is talking about now. So that's why I made it. My Twitter, I believe, is at SamuelOlea6, I believe. So that's another thing that they can have me on. So, yeah, I believe it's just those three social medias.
Perfect. I really appreciate you being on, especially as a newer teacher, you know, that you took the time to grow your network and be on this podcast and discuss your experiences. It means a lot.
Yes, no problem. Thank you for allowing me to be here, especially like, yeah, as you mentioned, a new teacher starting off remotely, not really having that experience to be in person, because I studied, obviously my major was physical education. So most of my in-person teaching experience was in a gymnasium, teaching PE, helping physical education for students. And I never really had in-person experience for teaching health or remote teaching for health. So this was definitely a battle as soon as I got hired for health. But I know that life has been taking me through this journey to get this experience and just overall learn how to be more adaptable to situations that you never know what's going to happen.